The Saints are 2-2 as the preseason concludes with a 14-13 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and our coverage ongoing at NewOrleansSaints.com. A loss tonight in the fourth and final preseason game. John, I don't think the result has anything to do with what we should be talking about. What we should be talking about is whether or not certain players made that last pitch to Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, and others in deciding who will be on the Saints' 53-man roster in less than 48 hours.
Well, a couple of guys come to mind. Linebacker Adam Big Hill really put together a nice piece of his resume. 11 tackles defensively. He was all over the field, sideline to sideline. And Coach Sean Payton mentioned it. He's one of those guys who's going to make it difficult to make a decision on him in terms of letting him go because he showed some things in his preseason. He didn't do much on special teams, which is where the Saints probably would primarily use him right now, but certainly as a linebacker, he looks like he's a guy who might be able to fit what they want to do defensively. And cornerback Arthur Millette gave you one of those big plays on special teams that they've been talking about this whole preseason. He ends up going down, causing a fumble on the punt return where he basically smothers the punt returner and knocks the ball out. Saints recover. So those are the two guys that come to mind that really look like they helped themselves.
Sometimes you can only do what the coach asks you to do, and that was a specific request by head coach Sean Payton earlier this week, J.D., make me see something on special teams.
Yeah, he was saying that somebody will make this team specifically for special teams. If Big Hill's not that guy, and it looks like Big Hill might fit better defensively than special teams, but Millette is a guy who says, look, I want to be on the 53-man any way I can get there. If it's making plays on special teams, I will. He made a huge play tonight, and then he showed some toughness. He injured his right shoulder, went to the sideline, went in the pop-up tent, was able to get back on the field, get back in the game, missed a couple of plays, but he was able to get back on the field. So that showed some determination from an undrafted rookie.
All right. It was an important night at work for several other players that aren't what we would call bubble players. Ryan Ramczyk, who will probably be your starting left tackle 1 week from Monday night, got more reps tonight. Max Unger finally saw his first preseason action, recovering from foot surgery, and Kobe Fleener also needed reps after missing time due to injury and personal reasons. John, an important night for those guys. Did it help them, I guess is the question.
Well, I think it knocked the rust off for Max Unger. He hadn't played the entire preseason. Had a couple of bad snaps, but I think it just got him back into a rhythm, got him back into playing football again, which he had not been able to do. Ryan Ramczyk needed some reps. He's going to be your starting left tackle in the NFL on opening night at Minnesota, so he needed to get some reps. I think he only had 25 snaps coming into this game. He needed to get out there. Fleener has not been really involved in the offense. He probably needed to get out there. And also, we saw the young safeties out there. Now, Marcus Williams left the game with an injury, so we're not exactly sure of the extent of it. But Von Bell also played. Two young guys, both of them second-round picks, both of them guys that the Saints like a whole lot, and they needed to get on the field and get some more reps.
Chase Daniel started at quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, engineered the lone scoring drive as far as ending in a touchdown for New Orleans. That came at the end of the first half. Daniel had showed some toughness as well. He had tweaked his ankle on one particular throw that moved the team down the field and found Jake Lampman in the end zone. After that, it was Ryan Nassib and then Garrett Grayson at quarterback. John, did either of those two guys, I guess, give a good closing argument as to why the Saints should either have three quarterbacks, two on the active, one on the practice squad, and should it be one of those two fellas?
Well, I don't know that either one of them put together a great piece of tape to show anyone. Nassib was a little bit splotchy, and Garrett Grayson, when he had protection and missed some throws. Now, of course, he had some drops also, and he had some protection breakdowns. So, you know, Garrett Grayson is a guy who I believe of the two would be the one that the Saints might be more inclined to keep. And here's the reason why. He's still practice squad eligible. Now, if the Saints decide to go in another direction, who is good enough that's going to be released by another team that they're going to be willing to pick up? But Garrett Grayson's already been in the program. You want somebody that can run that scout team. You want somebody who knows your offense in a pitch just in case something happens to Drew Brees or Chase Daniel. So I think he would be the guy who has the inside track. I know that Nassib got more snaps. I know that he played earlier, but I think that's because, you know, the Saints kind of feel like they know what they have in Grayson. And again, he's a guy who's been in the building before. So I believe if I'm them and I'm thinking this way, if you have to go with one of the two, I think you lean more toward the guy you know best.
All right. Special teams-wise, the Saints broke in their new long snapper tonight, John Derenbos. Thomas Morstead stuck a punt inside the one-yard line tonight. And then Will Lutz had plenty of opportunities tonight. Missed one from 59 yards, but also earlier had a 49-yard field goal attempt blocked. It was a low kick, according to head coach Sean Payton. Obviously, they'll look at that more on tape. Obviously, I think, though, that the greater body of work special teams-wise with the specialists, the kicking crew, I think that they grade out pretty well for this preseason.
Yeah, I think Will Lutz had an outstanding preseason for the most part, and Thomas Morstead is pretty much what we expect Thomas Morstead to be,
right.
A guy who can punt it. He can punt it deep. He can punt it high. The one he pinned inside the one was just a thing of beauty, so he's pretty much in sync with what he wants to do. We just need to make sure that John Doran, Boston, knew long snapper is in sync with those guys. You know, you establish a certain rhythm, especially when a guy like Justin Drescher had been around for so long. So now he's got to get the same kind of chemistry with him.
All right, let's get things wrapped up here. Obviously, the next stop is the 53-man roster, and then we turn the corner toward the regular season. So after a loss here tonight, a 2-2 preseason, and 25-plus practices during training camp, JD, give me just a couple of bullet points, maybe your larger takeaways from this training camp and its preseason games.
So biggest take is the Saints look improved defensively, and I know you can blow it off and say it's preseason, and you can say, you know, hey, look at the level of competition. You can call it whatever you want to. They're getting after the quarterback, they're getting stops, they're getting off the field, and they're holding the points down low. And I don't care what anybody says, that has to give this defensive unit confidence, especially after the previous 3 years when they've been giving up probably at least 26 points a game. It's got to help that they've been able to get after the quarterback. So that's something that you love to see a whole lot. The Saints look like they're willing to run the football. They look like they're really in tune with, you know, if it's third and short, they're not going to throw it all the time. They're going to keep you on your heels. It looks like they're going to actually run the football some. So we'll see how that develops. We got to see how that offensive line goes because it's been banged up, and this is the first time that they've had probably all pieces available except Teron Armstead, and even then they didn't all play together in this game. So we've got to see how that cohesiveness comes together. But I love the defensive line. I love the linebacking unit. The linebacking unit looks steeply improved in terms of athleticism, in terms of knowledge and recognition. We see guys making plays all over the place. So this just looks like an improved team athletically. It looks like an improved team speed-wise. And defensively, I'm excited to see what these guys might be able to accomplish.
I sense an air of anticipation with you and with you as well. Saints fans, we're a week away or thereabouts, a week from Monday. We'll start to finally see this thing in regular season fashion. It can't get here soon enough. It's going to be a busy weekend and a tough weekend for the New Orleans Saints and all the 31 other NFL teams. Nearly 1,200 players will be exchanged or let go. The whole process this weekend from going, in most cases, 90 down to 53. That has to happen by 3 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, and then there'll be certainly moves after that and the placement of practice squad players. So it'll be busy, and we'll have a wrap for you after the weekend plays itself out. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Once again, the final score, Baltimore 14, New Orleans 13. The preseason is a wrap.